WGN News Talk 590, along with Grant MacHill. I'm Storm Kennedy. She is Lisa Arkin, the executive director of Beyond Toxics, joining us this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Grant and Storm.
Well, Lisa, on Saturday, you released an analysis, an environmental health analysis. What was that analysis about?
This was a report on Oregon industrial forest practices and herbicide use. And what we were able to find out is that Oregon is not doing a very good job of protecting drinking water for our communities and the rivers which our salmon are living in.
Now, we had a story yesterday morning about the percentage of pesticides or herbicides that you found in the Triangle Lake area, and those numbers were questionable?
Well, what we were able to learn was when these records were made available to the public through our federal agencies during their health investigation in the Triangle Lake area, Beyond Toxics spent over a year and a half reviewing these documents, and we found that there was a 99% increase in the amount of herbicides used in just 3 years, the 3 years for which we had the data. That's almost double the amount of pesticides used near our, here in Lane County.
Lisa, what are the current regulations on using these herbicides? Is there a law being broken here?
Well, actually, there's not a law being broken because the law in Oregon is very weak, especially compared to our neighbors in Washington and Idaho. For example, in Washington and Idaho, there are rules to protect homes and suburban areas from the spray that causes pesticide drift, but we don't have that here in Oregon. Also in Oregon, you can apply herbicides right in the stream channel of the headwaters of a salmon stream, but that is absolutely not allowed in Washington and Idaho.
So as the executive director of Beyond Toxics and what you actually work for and towards, how do we go about cleaning up this problem?
Well, I think that we can learn from our neighbors and that Oregon should adopt forestry laws that are as good or better than Washington and Idaho. That would be a great start. And let's get the whole Northwest acting together. And we should take human health more seriously. These pesticides don't stay in one place. They move on the fog or move on the wind, and they do impact schools and homes. In fact, forestry herbicides were found in the drinking water of Triangle Lake School, the same ones that had just been sprayed directly uphill from the school after logging.
Lisa, if nothing changes, if no more regulations are put in place, what happens?
Well, I just don't think that's going to be the future. I think that we have to all work together to protect our ecosystems and, most importantly, protect the health of our rural communities. They really need the help of our state government.
And Lisa, has Beyond Toxics done any studies on what these herbicides and pesticides do to the health of those that are subjected to them?
Well, we're not able to carry out medical studies. That would be for our government to do. But you can find lots of great information in our report of citing studies that have been done. For example, just in Lane County, there was an 80% increase in the use of a pesticide called 2,4-D. This is a carcinogen. That means it is known to cause cancer. And there was a 73% increase in another one called atrazine. This is known to be what they call a hormone disruptor. So it actually blocks male hormones and increases female hormones and can turn a male frog into a female frog.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, a male frog that actually develops ovaries and can lay eggs.
Wow.
So these are seriously toxic chemicals, and they certainly don't belong in our water, not our drinking water. And these are the same chemicals that are sprayed up in the McKenzie watershed. And Eugene is not the only city that takes its water from rivers that run through industrial forest land.
Lisa, you mentioned that you covered Triangle Lake. Any other areas of concern right now for you?
Yes, there's been a petition filed by residents of Curry County in the Gold Beach area just Friday. The petition was filed with three federal agencies, and they are claiming that over two dozen people have become seriously ill from an aerial forestry pesticide spray. And that's two dozen people. They're complaining of ongoing nausea, vomiting, nosebleeds, loss of vision, inability to keep their balance, and you know, that's That's serious. You can't go to work. You can't interact with your family. Maybe you can't drive a tractor. So we're asking the federal agencies to look into this.
So, Lisa, any studies done on how far these pesticides and herbicides can travel? Like you mentioned with the Triangle Lake incident, they traveled down the hill. But how much farther can they?
Well, that's a great question, Storm. And the Oregon Health Authority, that's our state health agency, published a report that says that they're pretty sure these can drift as much as 4 miles from where they're sprayed.
Lisa, if one of our listeners would like to hear more and read more about this, where can they find more information?
Well, you go right to our website, that's beyondtoxics.org, and on the homepage, you'll see kind of what we call our slideshow. It has the big topics up there. You just click on the slide or the picture that says New Report on Oregon's Forest Practices Act. You just click on that. It takes you right to the webpage. You can see some pictures, and you can read the full report, which is 115 pages,
wow,
or the executive summary, which is 2.5 pages.
She is Lisa Arkin, the executive director of Beyond Toxics. Lisa, thank you so much for updating us on the situation and really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Grant and Storm. Thanks for covering the issue.
We are KUGN News Talk 590.